Hi, this is Mark. I wanted to do a follow-up on the iPod Nano 6th generation because I'm not sure I did it justice last week. I've actually been living with it for a week, and I really like it. A couple of things that I want to update you on. Let me give you the dimensions, which I was remiss in doing last time. The actual dimensions are given in millimeters, which to a lot of people would mean hardly anything. It's really about an inch and a half tall, an inch and a half wide, and it's really 3/16 or almost a quarter of an inch thick. It is really, really small. In fact, I've lost it four times in the last week. You have to be very careful with that. I know I've already given you a description in which I said that it's three buttons, the volume up, volume down, and the wake/sleep button. That's pretty much all there is to it. I'll tell you that one thing I like about it, I think one of the nicest features, is the pedometer. And, of course, I'm using this iPod Nano 6th generation with VoiceOver. One thing that's interesting about this model, as opposed to its predecessor, which was the 5th generation, the computer with which you sync the device actually generates the VoiceOver cues and copies them as files to the device. So, in other words, VoiceOver did not live independently on the 5th generation iPod Nano. This may be one of the reasons why there were certain aspects of it that were not accessible, such as the radio pedometer, because in those applications, variables change, the time elapsed, the station that you may tune to. So, with the iPod Nano 5th generation, which did, of course, have video and a built-in speaker, you sync it to your computer, assuming that you have VoiceOver enabled or the accessibility enabled on your computer. The computer itself would generate the audio files that would be labeled for all your songs, playlists, and such. But it was not dynamic. What I didn't tell you last podcast, that I want to tell you now, is that with the Nano 6th generation, VoiceOver actually lives on the device itself. So it lives on it just like it's actually installed on the device just like it would be on your iPod Touch or your iPhone. Because of that, I have a 16 gig Nano 6th gen. However, I'm only getting about 14 gigs worth of space, and I assume it would be the same if you had an 8 gig. You need to knock off 2 gigs because of the software that's already installed. But because VoiceOver lives on the device, it can obviously read any dynamic arguments or variables that may be displayed. There has not been an update this week yet for the iPod Nano 6th generation. As a result of that, one still needs sighted assistance in order to enable the accessibility of VoiceOver. There's also invoke reverse colors, white on black as opposed to black on white. All right, moving on now. As I said in the last episode, the battery life, and by the way, I've discovered this is not just for VoiceOver users, but in general, the battery life of the Nano 6 is not comparable to the 5th generation. Must be because they're even a smaller battery, I'm not sure. I don't know if I told you this last time, and if I didn't, I want to be clear now. And that is, there is no built-in speaker in the 6th gen. So in order to use VoiceOver, you must have a 3.5 millimeter headset plugged in to hear it. That's why it's so small. But you know what? The size of it, while it can be a bit daunting in terms of if you're not careful, you will lose it. It is nice that you can put it anywhere. You can clip it inside your pocket, and I just love using the pedometer. It does not give measurements and distance in terms of miles, but it does in terms of steps or paces. I think if I read somewhere, 2,000 steps equals about a mile. Yeah, give or take. And so I'll just go through this app very quickly. I'm not sure if I did on the last episode or not. But it's definitely the thing I like the most about it. And when you sync the iPod Nano 6th Gen to your computer, it does give you the option of sending it to Nike, the Nike servers, so you can keep track of your history and stuff. It's pretty neat. All right, so right now I have the Nano in my hand. I'm going to press the wake/sleep button. It's so hard for me to say.
Playlist.
On the playlist. And as I described, and by the way, if the screen goes off while I'm talking, you'll understand. As if I didn't describe before, the little square screen is basically divided into quadrants, and there's an icon in each quadrant. And just like on the touch and the iPhone.
Screen dimmed.
It says screen dimmed. Just like on the, let me just go ahead and I'm going to talk a little longer.
Screen off.
Just like on the iPhones, there are different screens of applications. You can only get four icons on each display screen.
Playlist.
So I'm at the home screen, which for me would be the playlist.
Fitness.
For me, again, I've customized this to have the most popular, the most popular apps that I'm going to use on here first. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on the fitness icon.
Fitness. Pedometer.
I'm on the pedometer. I'm going to just use the swiping command, voiceover commands, voiceover gestures now.
History.
This is my history.
Pedometer. 86% battery power.
I'm down to 86%.
Status bar item.
I'm just exploring the device. I'm just swiping left and right. So I'm going to, let's click on the pedometer. All right. I'm going to double tap on the pedometer.
Pedometer. Start. Button.
So I have a start button that I can just double tap on.
Zero.
And I swipe to the left to see you can, to date right now, it just says I've gone nowhere. So I'm actually sitting, so it's not going to go very far. So zero steps, and it does measure in steps.
Start.
There's a start button.
Week. 20,218.
And for this week, it's in, I've done 20,218 steps.
Month. 20,218. Total. 20,218. Daily goal. Zero.
I haven't set any daily goals.
Day. 7,637.
Okay, so for today, I've done 7,000, whatever it said. And remember, roughly 2,000 steps equals a mile. So today, and it's right, I actually did go on about a 3.5 mile walk earlier today. So it actually does a very good job.
Calories.
In the...
Zero.
Let's see.
Time. 0 hours.
Oh, okay.
Start.
Right now, zero calories is how much I've burned in this session where I haven't started it yet. In the settings area of the iPod Nano 6th generation is where you will set your weight. And I think it's also where you set your height. Based on that, it will calculate how many calories you're burning. So it's pretty nice. For me, this is my favorite app on here so far. I use it every day. And yes, I have it on my iPhone, a pedometer, but I really just like this little bitty one. Now, I don't think I would recommend this for anybody who wants to do a vigorous workout, unless you're just going to put on a playlist and let it just do its thing. But if you really want to manipulate the device during a workout, a run, or some serious exercise, I would definitely recommend getting the fifth generation. Again, with the fifth, if you're using VoiceOver, however, you will not be able to use the pedometer and other non-iPod apps. But if you're just going to do a casual workout where you're walking, or, you know, you just want to just always be, you know, kind of take measure of your weight and your calories if weight's a problem, or you just want to keep track of it, it's a really nice device. Is it worth $200? For me, it is. But I, in all good conscience, I'm not sure I would recommend it to somebody on a budget. Even for a blind person, I would still probably recommend the fifth generation. But that's it. I love this little device. I'm waking it up again.
Start button.
I'm not going to do the start button. I'm just going to swipe two fingers to the right.
Fitness. Home.
To take me back to the home screen. As I said last episode, there is one bug that I have reported to Apple, and that is on the clock application. Remember, the clock, there's three screens. The first, you have the clock that'll tell you the time, and then there's a stopwatch, and then there's a timer. And remember, the only difference between a timer and a stopwatch is that a stopwatch counts up, and a timer counts down. And on the timer, when you engage it, you cannot see or hear the amount of elapsed time. And I did report that to Apple. But that's the only bug I've discovered so far. I'm sure they'll fix it. I think that just about covers it. I love this little device, and I love the fact that you listen. Remember to make a joyful noise, and as hard as it is for me to believe, I'm making a joyful noise myself these days. Let's hope I can keep doing it right along with you. I will see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.